right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one here on this Friday, November 1st, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Somebody said I had mentioned or said the 11th of November. No. I wish it was the 11th of November. Randy Walker, our mailman in Brutus area, says just five more days and we'll be done with all these dang political mailers. I got six of them yesterday. Oh, man. Attacking Rogers, for O'Grady and Fink. Officer Rick said, Randy, I have a new acronym for downstate voters because they have them listed alphabetically. It's Fink O'Grady. He said, can you think of two words that start with F and O? Yeah, Trucker Rick is coming out. Don't go there, buddy. We can't use trucker language on the radio. So F and O downstate instead of outfielder, it's F and O downstate for Fink and O'Grady. Quote of the day was made yesterday by Tommy Brand. Tommy Brand is the Tommy Brand, or I think they're just called Brand, the family's name, steakhouse. He's running to get reelected to represent the 83rd House District. He said this, if you guys want some motivation, incentive to knock on doors this weekend, just talk to people, maybe have the PAGS video queued up in your phone, knock on the door, step back a few steps. Hi, sir. My name's Randy, and we're just out informing people about the facts, the numbers. You mind if I show you a two-minute video here on my phone? Play the PAGS video for them. Great way to knock doors where you're not doing all the talking. All you're doing is pulling up the video and hitting the play button. Well, while going out door-to-door campaigning, he made quote of the day yesterday when he said, I know going door to door can be a pain, but even if I lose this campaign, it's all been worth it to be able to help her. What is he referring to? Well, while he was out knocking on doors, he found a 90-year-old woman laying on the floor of her residence. He notified a neighbor who knew to call a relative, and together they were able to get inside. The door was locked. The relative came with a key, got inside, helped her get up off the ground, checked her vitals, asked if she wanted the ambulance to be called to take her to the hospital, got her back on her meds, got her some water, made her some lunch. Folks, you never, ever know what you're going to run into when you knock on somebody's door. I've had similar type of situations knocking on doors over the years. Cool Mike Farage can tell us tons of stories, I'm sure, with all the door knocking he's done over the years. So just kind of consider doing that. Saturday, Sunday, maybe even on Monday. But the easiest way to do it instead of knocking doors is very simple. Text me PAGS. I'll send you the video. Text me 10X. You can log in there, sign up, and search for contacts of people you personally know. People that you know, and you're not really sure. You know what? I'm not sure if they do vote. I've been going back and forth with Randy there up in Brutus area about his neighbors who are Amish. And I've been pushing him to try to get him to go and show him this video. No, they're set in their ways, Randy. They're not interested in politics. You know what? What do you got to lose? Forget their past positions. Forget their known political perspective. Oh, I've never talked politics with them. They don't want to have anything to do with it. They don't want to talk about it. That's fine. Do it one more time. One more time. Try it. This election is that important. Why? Because of a recent poll that just came out. This is a very interesting poll done from October 28th through October 29th, just a couple days ago. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers is crediting his strong ground game beginning to bear fruit, which, according to a new poll, showing him for the first time up 2 percentage points over Elisa Slotkin. Survey was commissioned by MERS News Service and Michigan's News Source, found Rogers is leading over Slotkin 49% to 47%. They surveyed 1,117 most likely voters. Trump, in the very same poll, is up 1.1% over Harris, 48.5% to 47.4%. Based on the methodology of the survey, the percentage of error points is plus or minus 2.46%. So both of those leads are within the margin of errors. While speaking on another radio show yesterday morning, Mike Rogers said the results track almost exactly with what his internal polling numbers are showing him. After trailing, for nearly the entirety of this race, he's now in the lead within a small margin of error. Rogers has credited the ground game operation that his team has created essentially from scratch and increased TV advertising. Rogers said, quote, "We knew that we were going to win this thing. If we were going to win this thing, we had to have a good ground game that was second to none. So we brought that into the house. We started it a couple months ago, and it's been growing every week. And that's the way we did it. I knew that we weren't really able to kind of hand off this obligation to the state party. Main reason the state party had to recreate itself basically from scratch earlier this year after removing former chair Christina Caramo and installing Pete Hoekstra. Rogers says that the new chair, Pete Hoekstra, is doing a really good job with the party, but Rogers was concerned that he didn't have the time needed to put together the kind of ground game effort that he needed for this campaign. Other polls are still showing Slotkin slightly over Rogers. Atlas Intel, which was the only other poll done the exact same time period, had Rogers over Slotkin by 1 point, not two. Supposedly, another third poll shows Slotkin up over Rogers by 4 points. Fox News also is showing Slotkin up 4 points over Rogers, as well as the Washington Post has Slotkin up by 3. Another group, Insider Advantage, these polls put together internal polling from the campaigns along with outsider polls, said the race is tied. One of the pollsters, Steve Mitchell, Mitchell Research Group, said purposely they expanded the sampling after the first day of results, showing Rogers tracking with Trump. after they had been previously behind 3 to 5 percentage points. They expanded the range of the sampling and took a better sampling compared to the previous one, showing that they now, in fact, are both up here in the state of Michigan. The final round of results will be coming out on Sunday. We will be reporting them on Monday, the day before the election. While on this other radio show, the fact that these super PACs have dumped in $30 million in TV ads in recent weeks, effectively negating the spending advantage Slotkin had with her allies, according to Ad Impact Numbers. This is a media consulting company that looks at radio, TV, and mailers. Said that the pro-Rogers forces are spending, listen to this, $107.2 million to Slotkin's $103 million. $210 million, folks, for this U.S. Senate race. The job pays $170,000 a year. Why is it so much money coming into Michigan on this race? The balance of power in the U.S. Senate. There's a handful of races that they're looking at around the country. Ted Cruz in Texas. The race out in Montana. Getting rid of John Tester, the Democrat. Other races around the country, including this one in Michigan, Rogers Slotkin. Now, there is a very interesting one happening. I've been getting a bunch of text messages from this guy. He's driving me crazy. Is the state of Pennsylvania. Republican McCormick and Casey, Senator Casey from Pennsylvania, are basically tied. Do you know how much money the two sides have put into advertising, radio, TV, mailers, newspaper ads? Over $500 million. It's the most expensive, most competitive race in the United States. What else is happening in Pennsylvania? The president. Because they say if Trump wins Pennsylvania, McCormick will win that U.S. Senate seat and take it away from the Democrat Casey. That's a race they didn't think they had a snowball chance in heck of winning, and now it looks like they may win it. Short break, final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231 231- 533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of hour number one. Just to wrap up this story, the polling data that came out from October 28th, 29th, over 1,000 people polled with Mitchell Research Group. Mitchell raised questions about his own poll when asked about, is, in fact, the presidential race this close, this late, here in Michigan? Mitchell said, Trump historically has outperformed his polling numbers in every election. 2016, he overperformed by 9 percentage points. In 2020, he overperformed by 5. Mitchell says that he thinks he's outperforming the polling numbers once again this year. Trying to identify quieter Trump voters by asking this question. Majority of your friends and neighbors are voting. When they put it that way, where they weren't actually asking the person directly themselves who you're voting for, majority of your friends and neighbors are voting, the responses jumped 48% for Trump compared to 36% for Harris. Kind of a little nuance in the way to how to ask the question. Overall, 9% of Democrats reported that their friends and neighbors were voting for Trump, compared to 5% who said they are actually voting for Trump directly. These are Democrats. In addition to this support, Harris's support has dropped about 10% when the respondees were asked about their friends and neighbors rather again than themselves. When asked which candidate can solve your most important issue, 50% said Trump. 47% said Harris. And you know what the number one issue is? Handling of the economy. The PEGS video. Every single index in that video, all 9 of them, in some way, shape, or form, points to the economy. And it's the economy, stupid, according to James Carville, advising Bill Clinton back in the 1990s. This election's all about the economy, stupid. You talk about the economy, you show them the PEGS video, it changes their mind. Especially if this late in the game, they're undecided. Brett Baer did an interview with a gentleman, a long lifelong, I should say, Democrat in Pennsylvania yesterday. He was in Philadelphia and a few other surrounding communities. The guy said flat out, he's a business owner. He's been a lifelong Democrat. He was raised Democrat. His parents are Democrats. His grandparents are Democrats. Union workers always vote for the Democrat. Republicans are evil. Well, he's undecided. This late in the game, Bret Baier asked him point blank, how can you be undecided this late? He says, you got to understand, if I vote for Donald Trump, my great-grandfather, my grandfather, my dad will be rolling over in their graves. We've never voted for a Republican ever. And Bret Baier did something I've never seen him really do, but he almost challenged the guy to promote him to vote for Trump in Pennsylvania. He asked him a very simple question. Well, what is causing your problem being undecided this late? What is your issue? What is it? And he said, running my business. The last 4 years have been very difficult due to the increased prices of all my supplies, raw materials, things that we use in the business. He said, I'm seriously thinking that this is the number one issue for me. And then Bret Baier, again, kind of shocked me, said, well, don't you think Trump would be the better president to handle the economy? He didn't ask him, which candidate do you think would be the best? He asked him, don't you think Donald Trump would be better? And the guy said, yes. Even Bret Baier of Fox News, I think, is trending toward Trump winning. He wants him to win this race. Folks, this is somebody who covers news stories every day of his life, just like I do, but at the national level. He looks at stories. He looks at the impact this economy has had on people. He deals with it every single day. And even he, remember, they called Arizona way early back in 2020, which impacted the entire West Coast. I don't think it's going to happen this year. If they're at least going to be neutral or may actually be reporting leaning toward Trump for whatever reason. But I just found that to be very interesting, the way he asked the guy, well, don't you think Trump would be better at handling the economy than Harris? Like he was trying to convince the guy to vote for Trump. Just little nuances I notice when I watch news and I watch interviews. Again, text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, I'll send you the video. Text me 10X, I'll send you the link to search for low propensity 1.7 million Republicans in Michigan. Let's get a hold of them this weekend. Let's forward them the PAGS video, and let's ask them, are you going to get out and vote? Interesting history lesson from Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. The election of 534 B.C. before Christ. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all